This morning's gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, all that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. This is the gospel of the Lord. I'm not even sure why I'm doing preaching after that music. And the proclamation of the gospel that was so haunting and comforting at the same time. And that is how the sermon will end, with that promise, with that peace. But as you said, the path of the gospel is surprising and twisting and turning. And oftentimes we don't want to walk that path. And so we resist, we grumble, we fight, but ultimately we end with that soothing surrender of peace. So that's where we're going this morning. So first of all, grace, and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ, and to whose death we have been baptized, so that we might be freed to walk into the newness, into the contentment, into the peace of life. So we're going to start a little bit further upstream before we get to that peace. We're going to start upstream on that path of the gospel. Is anyone trapped with problems today? It's a beautiful summer day. But I'm going to revisit the question of problems. Are you weighed down by financial heaviness? Are you entangled in an unhealthy relationship? Are you concerned with a health issue? Are you uncomfortable with a summer of boredom or busyness? Are you struggling with an addiction? Are you overwhelmed by a to-do list that just seems endless? Are you paddling upstream in a job? How many people are living in that beautiful land of denial? That's kind of where we love to escape, because these problems, this path, is very real for us. And problems can come in all different shapes and sizes, and they can ensnare and entrap us. And the bait for that trap is our ego, our self-reliance, our stubbornness, our preference for control. Does anyone have control issues? Oh, by the chuckles, I'll just say a lot of us do, don't we? We become trapped into thinking that we're alone in confronting and navigating through a problem, relying on our own cleverness or resources or sheer will power. As a hospice chaplain, I see some people fall into this trap of self-reliance at the end of life, convinced of their ability to control death and committing to denying its very existence. Death, however, cannot be denied nor controlled, as the disease process or injuries reach a point where the illusion can no longer be sustained. Death does not negotiate or discriminate. It is the common denominator shared by humankind, shared by you and me. In resistance to death and the desperate straining to escape, patients can fall into a deep well of vulnerability and helplessness. And that's where I meet them. That's where we begin to talk about letting go. Now, it's not letting go of life. It's about letting go of death. In the reading from Romans this morning, we're reminded by the Apostle Paul of this. We have been buried with Jesus by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so too we might walk in newness of life. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. That's the gospel. That's the good news. And embracing this promise, we no longer need to hold on to life defined by our ability to control or to deny obstacles, but rather can allow God to hold on to us, first and foremost, as we navigate through and learn from life's curveballs. Franciscan author and theologian Father Richard Rohr offers this: much of the Christian religion has largely become holding on instead of letting go. But God, it seems, does the holding on to us, and we must learn from letting go of everything else. So in this well of vulnerability, that scary space of human limitations, we're called to trust God to hold on to us. And in that surrender, in that letting go, we trust that God holds on to us, embracing us with forgiveness and grace and love and all that we proclaim here, extending to us a new life of hope, not only with the promise of life eternal through Christ's death and resurrection, but also the promise that the triune God's reconciling and redemptive presence will be with us in our dilemma. The darkness of despair gives way to the light of hope as we see and live into a new way of encountering our problems, opening ourselves to the experience, learning and growing from it, and recognizing the blessings and sacred gifts within it. This insight of letting go so that God can hold on to us is echoed in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, as well as other programs, in which the basic tenets are acknowledging our own limitations, believing in a power greater than ourselves for hope and restoration, turning our will and lives to the care of God, and nurturing a relationship with God. And I understand that this surrender is really, really hard work, emotionally and spiritually. It is hard to let go of our self-reliance and desires and our insistence for control, since these qualities may have served us very well throughout our lives. But letting go means that we die to false securities and embrace the spiritual security and freedom revealed through Christ, so that we can walk through and beyond our traps in our lives, even death itself. So this is an interesting contraption. Some think of it as a festive cannoli. Others think of it as a bicycle handle. Whatever you think of it is actually a finger trap. How many of you remember playing with these? If you want to continue playing with them, I have about a dozen up there. I'm going to let you go get them right now. And this is an interactive sermon, so. Take them till they're all gone. Oh, we have one over here. One way over here for this little girl. She got it? Okay, excellent. This is a deep contemplative device, so honor it as such. Okay, step one is what? We stick our fingers. These openings are a little large, so if you have small fingers, you might have to do thumbs, but you're going to stick your fingers all the way, or if you have really long fingers. Is everyone entrapped? Okay, this is, yes, yes, this is us. This is us in our problems. This is us, snugly surrounded by our problems that are entrapping us. And again, problems like finances or relationships or jobs or illness or even death itself. And our temptation is to what? Is to exert our strength, our ego, our self-sufficiency, our willpower in either denying or overcoming these problems. So we pull away. Everyone, pull. What happens? What happened to you? Did you try your finger, your thumbs? Try your thumbs. Oh, okay. So everyone, we know that feeling of entrapment. And what happens when we're trapped? We get angry, we get anxious, and we try to pull harder, don't we? That is our human nature. And we're held captive by our ego's need to just simply hold on and get through with this. And we begin to panic and flail, and anxiety becomes our best friend. And we try to desperately free ourselves from the situation. Now, as we're thinking about dying into Christ, being baptized by Christ, being raised with Christ, letting go, leaning in, and trusting God to hold us, by opening ourselves to the experience and accepting it as an opportunity to nurture our relationship with God, we're freed by faith. So how do we get out of this? We relax, we lean in, and we're freed. Is everyone freed? Anyone still stuck? You're still stuck? You got freed. You got freed, yes. So it's that relaxing and leaning in you find freedom. And that doesn't mean the problem goes away, but rather we're no longer defined by the problem or limitations, but we're defined by our relationship with God as we encounter our problems. We live into the reality that light will overcome the darkness, freedom will prevail over our limitations, and love will eclipse fear and anxiety. And in this relationship, we navigate through our problems rather than being ensnared by them. So listen to this morning's gospel text again. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So to find the freedom and peace we seek, we're called to surrender, to lean into God, to surrender our weariness and heavy burdens to Christ, and is illustrated by these beautiful sacred toys. When we relax and lean inwards towards the center, lean inwards towards Christ, we're embraced by light, love and grace and forgiveness, and open to new insights, new growth, and new hope. So let me conclude with one final insight as a hospice chaplain. One of the questions I ask my patients is this. Again, hospice is comfort therapy for people who are expected to live 6 months or less. So these are sacred end-of-the-life questions. The question is, what are you learning? What are you gaining from your journey? What are you learning? And what are you gaining from your journey? You see, in times of crisis, whether financial or relational or health Our temptation is to frame our experience in terms of loss. And that is why we tend to hold on tight to control. But actually, in times of crisis, big and small, the invitation is to frame our experience in terms of gain and growth. How are we being transformed to see more rather than less? How are we being challenged to live into freedom rather than bondage? How are we being changed to open ourselves to the experience rather than closing ourselves with hardened hearts and with fear? So blessings. Blessings on your reflection this morning and beyond as you consider how this crazy God of ours, this crazy God of radical and inclusive love revealed through Christ, is inviting each and every one of you to surrender and trust so that you may walk in newness of life. Amen.